From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Sam Baker. Ahead, we'll hear about the lengths people will go to get a greater buzz. First, though, the Boy Scouts of America. The Irving-based organization today could end its blanket ban on gay adult leaders. The National Executive Board is scheduled to ratify a resolution allowing individual scout units to set their own policies for choosing leaders. Churches sponsor a large majority of troops. This resolution would allow them to follow their own beliefs. Fort Worth-based American Airlines set an all-time earnings record for the second quarter, nearly $2 billion. KERA's Bill Zeeble reports that news came a day after Dallas-based Southwest announced its own all-time best.
With fuel prices down roughly a third from a year ago, nearly every airline's not just making money, but setting records. American Airlines CEO Doug Parker says his carrier has done that and more.
It's a record not just for the second quarter at American, but actually the highest earnings American has ever had in one quarter in its history. And we think it's the highest quarterly earnings that any commercial airline has ever reported in a quarter.
American, the world's largest airline, reported a net profit of $1.7 billion, double what it earned a year ago when it also set a second quarter record. Nearly 20 miles east, Southwest reported its ninth consecutive record quarter. CEO Gary Kelly predicts it'll continue.
We're looking forward to another strong revenue performance in the third quarter. Fuel prices were down 33% to a little over $2 a gallon, and we assume that fuel prices will continue to be moderate for at least the next several quarters and hopefully long after that.
Despite the records, stock prices for both American and Southwest fell. Both also just got news of a broader federal inquiry into possible price gouging. This one was spurred by consumer complaints about irregular East Coast airfares after last May's Amtrak derailment in Philadelphia. The Department of Transportation asked the two North Texas carriers, plus Delta, United, and JetBlue, for price information. DOT Secretary Anthony Fox says any business that would take advantage of stranded rail passengers in the wake of such a tragedy is unacceptable. The airlines deny they engaged in unfair pricing. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.
Now to our weekly patient health series, Vital Signs. A growing number of people are going to dangerous lengths to get a greater buzz from pot. Pot dabbing may sound harmless, but Dr. Ashley Haynes of the North Texas Poison Center explains why the practice is a bad idea.
You'll take leaves or flowers. It's then placed into basically a tube of either metal or glass. And butane, that liquid that's in butane lighters, that very flammable liquid, is passed through it under high pressure. And what that does is it kind of like dissolves it out of the leaves.
Now, the fact that butane is involved in this, that's not enough to send a message that it might be dangerous.
People will argue that they're going to remove all the butane, so they're not going to, you know, ingest or inhale it.
Because a blowtorch is often used in this.
Right. When that THC concentrate is heated very quickly, a blowtorch is often used as the heat source. So you've got something that contains maybe some butane, probably in a room that's got butane. We see fires happening because of the blowtorch itself, but also in the extraction component because you start to add pressure and heat to that butane in an enclosed tube. That can also cause explosions. The state of Colorado had 32 in 2014. We've had a couple over the last 2 years. Most have been around the Austin area. One led to two people having extensive burns, also a number of broken bones, because in these explosions, you could be thrown or other items could get thrown at you. There's a lot of force that's associated with that. There have also been bystanders because of the fires and explosions. It's not affecting just the person who's making it or using it, but anyone in the building or house.
And the appeal of all of this is what?
So if you have something that's more concentrated, you don't have to use as much to get relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a vapor, there's no smell associated with it, so you can kind of avoid detection. Because it's something that's novel, kind of makes it more popular when things become kind of new or unique or different.
How dangerous is it?
it's hard to quantify the dangers for sure because we don't have a lot of experience with the THC concentrates themselves to know how severe the effects are. We definitely do see people having more profound effects and requiring some medical attention because of anxiety or because of racing hearts.
This isn't a new thing. This has been going on supposedly since, what, the 70s or so? But what's contributing to the growing popularity now?
The sort of mentioning of it repeatedly kind of sometimes can sensationalize things. But also, I think as the THC concentrates have been going up in the marijuana leaves, that's led to sort of the increased desire for more concentrated solutions. As we've had new technologies that allow us to use this concentrate in new ways, that also contributes to its popularity. There are proponents who will say that higher concentrates have better medicinal purposes. And additionally, I think in some states where marijuana is legalized or cannabis has been, I'll say, decriminalized, really, people may forget that the extraction in butane of this hash oil is still illegal.
If a person goes through this kind of high, is it best to try to get them to a hospital if you encounter them? Or
marijuana can increase the heart rate, can cause blood pressure fluctuations. If those are severe and causing effects, in person, I should say, is going to exhibit some sort of effects to let you know that that's the case. They're going to maybe look ill. They're going to complain of being dizzy, or they may pass out where you can't wake them. If you're having trouble waking someone up, they're not coherent, they are not acting normally, that's when we become more worried. If they're simply just relaxed and calmed without having these bad effects, that's the setting where it's okay to stay home.
Dr. Haynes, thank you for being with me.
Thank you.
Dr. Ashley Haynes is with the North Texas Poison Center at Parkland Hospital System, and she's a toxicology fellow at UT Southwestern Medical Center. In the forecast, high around 100 expected today under sunny skies, 83 now in Dallas, 82 in Fort Worth. You can like KERA News on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at KERA News. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Sam Baker.